Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A group of Shias once traveled far lands to meet Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. They had the honor to speak to him whilst he was in Medina, and in the meeting, the Imam told them something very special, something about the near future for them, something which is of great importance to you and me today. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Inna Allah haraman wa huwa Makkah." Allah has a haram, which is Mecca. وَلِرَسُولِهِ حَرَمًا وَهُوَ الْمَدِينَةِ And the Messenger of Allah has a haram, which is Medina. وَلِأَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَرَمًا وَهُوَ الْكُوفَةِ And Amir al-Mu'mineen has a haram, which is Kufa. Remember, at that time, the grave of Amir al-Mu'mineen was still hidden, and the main city was still Kufa, not Najaf. وَلَنَا حَرَمًا And we too, in other words, the Ahlul Bayt, have a haram. And where is that? وَهُوَ قُمْ And this is Qum, the holy city of Qum, is the haram of the Ahlul Bayt. Why? وَسَتُدْفَنُ فِيهِ إِمْرَأَةٌ مِّن وُلْدِي And in that city will be buried a lady from my children, تُسَمَّى فَاطِمَةٌ Her name will be Fatimah. What's intriguing is that the narrator says, لَمْ تُحْمِلْ بِمُوسَى أُمُّهُ The Imam said this even before she was born. What does it mean to have a haram? That Allah has a haram or the Prophet has a haram? Very briefly, we know and understand that Allah's mercy is absolute and beyond time and space, and everyone has access to this mercy, wherever you are. However, this mercy takes another fold in value and intensity in certain locations and certain times. Just as the Laylatul Qadr holds special value in how much the mercy of Allah pours on that night. Similarly, in terms of places too, the different haram are physical locations where the mercy is multiplied. And this is why, even though we can and should recite the ziyarah of the Ahlul Bayt from wherever we are told that we should make also a special point to physically be present in the haram, for that has a special mercy that is not matched. For those of you who have been under the dome of the grave of Imam al-Hussein in Karbala, you know what I'm talking about. Imam al-Sadiq carries on, مَنْ زَارَهَا وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ Whoever visits her, this noble and special lady called Fatima in Qum, paradise is reserved for this person. And so, here's an invitation for all of us to visit her in this beautiful city of Qum. See you soon.